Time for album reviews now. Coldplay are back with their 8th album, Everyday Life. Chris Martin has a lot to say in that. Double album, in fact. Christy Moore marks 50 years in the business. Again, a double album, live album in this case, called Magic Nights. And Beck teams up with Pharrell Williams for Hyperspace. We're going to start with Coldplay. Let's have a listen first of all. Orphans, the single, current single from Everyday Life, new double album from Coldplay, Simon Marr and Jackie Foxx. Not a doubts of chair dancing in sight, and not a single woo woo from either of you while we were listening to that. Have you had a tough Friday, Simon?
No, it's been a good Friday. Today has been a good Friday, except when I had to sit down and I thought, and in fairness, I thought this was going to be far worse, because when somebody says double album, you start thinking this is going to be 2 hours, you know. Yeah. But in fairness to them, it's a double album. It's divided into sunrise and sunset, but the whole shoot match still comes to less than an hour.
Yeah, 58 yeah. minutes.
Yeah, which I have to say is reasonable.
You know, 58 Coldplay minutes.
Yeah, I will take that. And in fairness to them, they've tried to do a number of different things on this, but they run into the same old problem, is that they do a lot of things and it's really difficult to care, Sean. It's really, really difficult to care.
But he's been terribly serious. They launched the album. They don't want to go on tour because they're worried about the planet. Launched the album in Jordan. Not sure how they got there. Did they travel by boat? Did they walk? Across land?
Who knows, Sean? But I think what we had was, in 2015, we had A Head Full of Dreams and that massive, colourful, big, bright stadium tour that came along with that. And,
That was the album in 2015.
In 2015, yeah. And, you know, that this world was just waiting to be explored. And between then and now, Chris Martin has just realised that the world can be a little bit crap sometimes. And there's a little bit more darkness into this. So he looks at the world's injustices and the hurt caused and racism, lack of freedom. And it's not short of Chris Martin's messages or preaching. He's definitely taking the moral high ground here, which may cue a mass groan right about now.
Now hold on a little minute, though. We did say in a song like Trouble in Town, in the middle of that, there's a recording, and this isn't acted out. This is an actual recording, isn't it?
Yeah, there is. And in fairness, there is.
Would you explain what the recording is?
The recording's about Trouble in Town. It's about racism. It's basically about people being. It's the stop and search, which is a particular, UK and US phenomenon. And he uses the clip, and the clips themselves are quite powerful.
So the clip is of the police officer confronting this, we presume, young black man, and he's kind of just abusing the young black man.
Yeah, it is. You know, and as clips and even as themes, there's nothing at all wrong with this.
What's the problem? Why are you giving out about poor Chris? You avoided listening to interviews before.
I did, and I'll tell you the reason why. I'll tell you, Sean. I'll tell you is that it would have annoyed me. People tend to get wound up, and we kind of have it here ourselves with Bono. You know, is that people, it's like, just sing the songs. The songs can be great. Now, this is probably.
But it's probably
the difference between U2 and Coldplay is that, at least for the majority of the time, U2 have the songs. The problem with Coldplay is that since Parachutes, they've released one or two reasonable albums. They release these monumental singles that come out, these every so often songs. Mm. But there's 14 or 15 songs or 16 songs between the two, Sunrise and Sunset, on this. And bar two or three, it is utterly unremarkable.
Okay, what do you want to give out about next, Jackie? Do you want to give out about Broken with a capital E in the middle, or do you want to give out about Daddy?
Well, I think.
Just tell me which one you want to give out about.
Let's go for Broken.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Broken from Everyday Life from Coldplay. You were saying just as we were listening to that, Jackie Fox, that you had intended to come in here with your sleeves rolled up and to fight the good fight for Coldplay. Now, I see the sleeves are rolled up, or maybe that is a fashion statement. I'm not sure in the top you're wearing.
A mixture of both. But I did. I was ready to come in here when I heard we were doing Coldplay. Yeah. I was like, I saw them 2 years ago. I was converted into a fan. I thought they were fantastic. And I know there's kind of a lagging support behind them. And I was ready to give that support. And then when I was going through the album, it kind of hurt a little bit because I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to kind of drive the fight that they really just did not deliver on this album. It's more like the Chris Martin show than the Coldplay show. The other bandmates have very minor parts to play. It's oddly mixed.
He's the frontman.
He is the frontman, but there are only two or three songs where we even get an appearance of the other bandmates. He's talking constantly about himself, his revelations. Like, he is the only person in the world to discover injustice, racial discrimination, and to preach that things need to change.
And if he was singing about good, he'd be saying, does he not know there's injustice? Does he not know there's racial discrimination? Why is he singing about happy things and pop songs?
I know, but once you listen to it, it's like something that just cannot connect when Chris Martin tells you to do something. It just does not connecting your brain that you have to do something as well. And even the recordings, there's one song on there where his lyrics are barely even audible. He's like, it's strumming a guitar outside. Fanmates are nowhere to be seen or heard. And this attempt that...
And just a message in from my producer, exactly what I was feeling myself. But that gospel track that we just heard was done very well. And some of the other tracks are done very well. I'm going to have to roll down my sleeves. I don't know why I'm fighting Chris Martin's corner
here.
They
are done very well. But then there's also a hypocritical element to it, because obviously he wants to go down this direction. But there are still moments in there that are from their musical past. So the obvious singles, there's two or three tracks there. You know, if you're going to go down a path, stick with it rather than keeping in the single and radio plays.
Okay, I'm hearing you. How many stars from you, Jackie?
A 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Overall, I'll let you do a little bit of summary. Have you any little pat in the back for Chris to say, well done, Chris, and before you give your stars, Simon?
You know there's going to be songs like Arabesque and stuff that are going to be great live favourites, you know, but the problem that this has is even though they've put huge thought into what is almost a concept album, this doesn't succeed really as being an album in the first place. Yeah. It's just this weird, messy mishmash, and it's not good, and it's two.
All right. Very tough on a Friday now. Let's see if we can cheer you up a little bit. Magic Nights, the latest from Christy Moore, 50 years on, believe it or not, since the release of his very first album. Will we listen to something? Let's listen to something to get us started. I loved this track, so I'm just going to play it because I liked it.
On ringing that bell, through the blacked out windows of my beds at hell. From the steeple high, they still taunt me with all their smoke impunity. Those bells ring with no guilt or shame, resounding time and time again. Truth was told, their numbers fell. Still they keep on ringing that bell. Through the blacked out windows on my beds of hell. Still they keep on ringing that bell. How I wish Justine was here. Grogya, McCree, McCushner dear. When she left me years ago, she said she couldn't live with the demons in my head. Sweet Justine, my Brixton queen, you never knew what it took from me. Some stories hurt too much to tell, like the fire that only drink can quell.
Some stories hurt too much to tell. Ring That Bell song there, cover version, isn't it? Is it Rob Corcoran's song, I think, originally?
Yeah, it is.
Ring That Bell. What is Christy Moore doing on this double album? from gig, because it's all, they're all live recordings.
Live recordings.
That sounds, if it was done in the studio, you know, there isn't even a flicker of anything on it other than really clean singing and really clean guitar playing.
Well, Christy Moore now, it's been 50 years he's been on the go, and decades later he decided to put together this record, which is almost a collection of songs amassed over time. So it's two discs, as they say, of 26 songs, and they are all live recordings in venues from Derry to Dublin, Birmingham to Belfast.
And do we know over what period of time?
All we know is it's hundreds and hundreds of gigs. And if you can imagine, every gig has its own atmosphere, own audience, and is so unique. But you do not get the sense of that. Even when you're listening to that song there, you would not know it's live unless you listen to some of the songs that might have a bit more of divilment in them and a bit more of the smirk, where you hear
when
you say you wouldn't know,
we're saying here that you wouldn't know it was live, that's in a good way. You wouldn't know it was
absolutely
live, because it's just the quality of the recording, the quality of the delivery. There's no sense of, you know, sometimes there'd be a little glitch that adds, of course, to the live aspect of it. But it just seems extraordinary, this
and
one.
What's amazing is that they've gone and they've recorded. He's decided, look, we're going to record every gig. You know, so they've recorded every gig, they've recorded every song. So when they went through the process, one of having to pick all the songs, because Christy Moore's songbook is pretty extensive, but then to go through every different performance. But you're listening to it, and when he talks about it, he's talking about where the songs, not what the songs were just written about, but where the songs were performed. So he was, they had to go into that choosing process again and kind of go, okay, well, not alone is this a song we really want to put on the album, but this is the time we performed it in somewhere, whether it be Belfast or Dublin or Birmingham.
And at times when there's sing-along aspects, like people join in on songs, it's just extraordinary, some of the album.
And it is so carefully curated. The opening track, Magic Nights in the Lobby Bar, it's about getting lost in the music and transporting you from one place to the other, bringing you to that lobby bar. And that's exactly what Christy does throughout the whole album. He sparks your imagination. Yeah. He brings you from rolling hills to the wild Atlantic to even the moment that Veronica Guerin was murdered. But it's also interestingly curated in the way that it's for the world we live in. So you look at isolation, you look at migration, the experience of Irish people abroad in loneliness, depression, alcoholism, being away from home, and the discrimination that they faced when migration is such a huge issue at the moment.
All right, I'm going to play another one that I liked.
Go for it.
Because I liked it. And I think everybody will love this. And when you think of Christy, you'll think of this song, I think, pretty soon after his name comes out.
Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired, and I'm not all that strong. Sonny lives on a farm, on a wide open space. Take off your shoes, stay out of the race. Lay down your head on the soft riverbed. Sonny always remembers the words his mama said. Sonny, don't go away.
I hate even stopping it because I could listen to the rest of it, but we have to talk about other things and other albums as well. Are there any problems with this album for you, double album?
Yeah, that I have found so far, no. You know, genuinely, there are not. Mm. You know, I sit down and everybody
26 songs. Does it hold you for 26 songs?
Everybody could pick their own 26 songs. And what's brilliant about this is that it's deliberately designed as a snapshot. Yeah. You know, is that you get the feeling that if they did this again in 6 months' time, that the 26 songs could be completely different. It's not a greatest hits. It's not the look, let's go through the old standards. It's here's the songs that we think suit this, and here's where they suit them. And you can't, it's impossible to criticise that. And it just all sounds so good.
And any problems for you, Jackie?
It's really difficult to find, because we were just saying there that every song, even though they're covers, you know, they're old favourites in there, they're covers in there, they're Irish Rebel songs in there, every single song sounds like Christie's, even though they aren't. And it's really hard to nitpick it because you just want more of him the whole time.
Right, so can he even outdo, well, it's not about outdoing, but can he take a Johnny Cash song and make it his own? Let's have a listen. I'm taking three Christy Moores tonight. I don't care, it's Friday.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focused on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. I try to kill it all away. I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away. You could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you fall, I will make you hurt.
There you go. So I suppose Johnny Cash made Trent Reznor's song his, and then Christy Moore takes, but I suppose lots I associated with Johnny Cash. I think lots of people will from that covers album.
And now people will associate it with Christy Moore because even hearing him sing that, it's like it was written for him from the start. And the story behind it is even fantastic, that he thought and he to do this song.
Yeah, tell us a bit of that story.
Yeah, so he was playing in a Thai and he saw Johnny Cash there years previously. When he was 18 years old. And the guy at the door was none other than Albert Reynolds in a Thai. And, you know, it kind of inspired him to do this cover. But every single song on this album, it feels like a chapter in a rich book that if you do have time on Sunday to sit down on your afternoon or your evening, cuddle up, hopefully it's raining outside, and just listen to every single word he has to say.
Only an Irish person would want it to be raining outside so they'd listen to a double album. You mentioned, what have you mentioned Veronica Guerin, by the way? What is the song that explores that aspect of things?
Yeah, it's called Veronica, so it goes through in detail the moments leading up to her death and what happened to her and the consequences of that. But it also calls out violence in Dublin, violence in Ireland, and a stand against that too.
So
it's
Chrissy
very
Moore
emotional.
Can touch on everything that's, everything, you know, injustice, racism. He calls everything out.
But it's amazing the difference then between
and
him
how you
and Chris.
Believe him.
Yeah, but the difference between him and Chris Martin, you know, 10 minutes ago. You know, it's such a difference.
And yet I'm looking at both your starts. Give me your starts first of all, Simon.
I'm going to get, you know, it's gained an extra half a star.
All right.
While we were listening to it, and but it really has, you know. And the only reason I'll tell
so
you,
so now it is. Now it is.
I'm giving it 4.5, and the only reason I'm not giving it a 5, and this is selfishness, is because I want them to do it again. You know, I do
so
want
you can give it 5 next time.
Because I want them to be able to say, okay, well, it's not quite complete. Whereas if you give somebody a 5, it's like right now we've reached the peak.
Yeah,
right. You know, so you're looking at another one.
Yeah, so I want another one. But 4.5. This is extraordinarily good.
It's an absolutely
and what are you
stunning
saying,
album. 4.5, and the
you've gone up a half as well.
Up a half, because even listening to there, it was just we were quiet for a second there, and you just get chills listening to his voice. And the only reason it dropped a half a point is because I just like more new music from him. That's all. It's not even a great criticism.
Yeah, all right. And he's on the later.
He's on the late tonight. Yeah,
he'll be playing a few of the songs along the way. Beck is our third album. I suppose we should listen to a track to get us set up for this one. Do you want Uneventful Days? No, I'm going to choose Uneventful Days for myself.
Caught up in these never-ending battle lines. Everything has changed and it feels right. No.
Uneventful Days from Beck, and that's from the new album. Album number 8, I believe this one is, Simon.
Album number 14.
What?
14, how are you? Yeah, that's 14.
I get album number.
Yeah, because he's been around. He's been around, I think.
Here it says, Hyperspace is Beck's 14th album. That was my hint there, yeah.
But he's probably been around 25 years now. Like, when you think back to the days of Loser and Odelay, like, you're going back a long, long while. And he has gone through this phase of reinventing himself several times. He's one of those people who, and it's great that he isn't, he's never satisfied with where he is. And he always wants to try something different.
And he's reinventing himself here with the help of
Pharrell Williams. Yes. It could really have gone one of two ways. It could have been like a bombastically produced album. Yeah. But he says he brought in Pharrell Williams partly to control himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he says Pharrell's the minimalist and he's the opposite of a minimalist, a maximalist.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what he did. And I think people have been very surprised.
And what do we get then? In the minimalist as a result, or what do you get?
He just throws the kitchen sink at things. Yeah. He just really sometimes overproduces stuff.
But what do we get on this album as a result of the two getting together?
Beautiful balance at the end of the day. Beck, he's kind of shot himself into this galaxy far, far away, and it's a natural bridge, this album, between his previous one, the Grammy Award winning Colours two years ago. So you have this like extraterrestrial synth and arrangements that have you lost in wonder floating in space. But behind it all, it's kind of him reflecting on events gone by. He just filed for a divorce from his wife this year, and it's like he's lost and he doesn't really know what direction he's going in, and he's trying to figure that out from looking at it from a higher place.
I'm afraid to mention the fact that Chris Martin is on this novel of Coldplay.
He does, and he appears on one of the best tracks on it as well. It's a track called Stratosphere, and he appears, and what's interesting with Stratosphere is that it's one of the few tracks that Pharrell's not involved in.
Do you know what? I didn't think we'd have time for a little clip of Stratosphere.
I
hope we'll hear Chris in the middle of this, because you're going to say he was good in this, I think, aren't you? Yeah.
Turn me around. Vision calls with the sun. Far above the ground. Halfway to
So You were saying as we were listening there, Simon, that
On the stratosphere,
the little ethereal voice up at the top of it all was Chris Martin.
That's him. I've no idea how you managed to get Chris Martin to be a backing vocalist. You know, that he didn't just suddenly decide
to the forefront.
He was going to take the microphone and kind of go, well, this is, you know, Chris Martin and Beck on Stratosphere. But when this is good, this is really good.
Lots of collaborations. Yeah. Chris Martin isn't the only one. And obviously, Pharrell Williams.
Yeah, and Sky Ferreira and all sorts of people are make appearances on it. For me, the album, it starts off really, really strongly, kind of dips in the middle, but when it comes back up then towards the end, it becomes really, really good again.
All right, so Uneventful Days was my line to say, is this an uneventful album? But seemingly not for the both of you.
No, I think it's a strong album from Beck. He's reinvented himself again. Who knew it was even possible? Excited to where he goes next. 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, Simon?
I'm going to give him 3.5 out of 5.
3.5 out of 5, Simon Marr and Jackie Fox speaking to us about Beck's album. Previously we spoke about Chris Martin or Coldplay and Christy Moore. I think I know which two you'll be listening to again over the weekend, and you'll be specifically listening to Christy Moore. That's our lot for tonight and for this week.